if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord taking on my sins and dying for me on the cross, for you on the cross, where would I be? Where would you be? Please tell me, where would I be? Where would you be? Would the state of the world be even worse? I'm so grateful for the Lord being hung high and stretched wide and for paying Amen. The price for all of our sins. Welcome, 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 welcome to each and every one of you to Let's Do It Radio First Sunday Service, April the 3rd, 2022. I am Miss Inez, broadcasting to you, yes, worldwide. And today is Communion Sunday, so everybody gather up their communion elements and be ready to partake after the service, after the, I should say, the preaching. And so that you can get your crackers or juice or wine or whatever you want to partake, so you can be ready at that time. And if you would like to be prayed for or want to give your life to Christ during the invitation to discipleship, please call in at 845-241-9985. And so we can either pray for you or you can give your life over to Christ. Or if you want to email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and then I could forward your name over to Spread the Word Ministries, to the Reverend McCullough, and they can get back with you. So now, without further ado, let's give, of course, the speaker of the hour, Reverend Carolyn McCullough, a nice, warm, spiritual round of applause. Come on, let's put our hands together, y'all.
Noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now saying thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this another day. Thank you for allowing us to wake up in a brand new day. Thank you for bringing us new mercies this day, O God. Now, O God, we come consecrating this time of fellowship and worship together with you. We ask that you bless it now, that you allow your spirit to abide with us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever you're doing in this hour, please don't do it without us. We ask that you save, set free, deliver, and liberate in the name of Jesus. So come, Holy Spirit, have your own way. Fall fresh on each one of us and move according to your spirit. In the name of Jesus we pray, and we thank you, God. Amen.
Amen, amen. We are going to start off our service today with Tasha Cobb, and she's going to be singing to us, Gracefully Broken, and then we will have prayer. Amen.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment. In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire. Come on, sing.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply, God.
Graceful, we're going to have a fervent prayer from a graceful Reverend Lil Broadway. Please bow your head. Reverend Lil.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, it's time for prayer.
Yes. Precious Lord, as we come this evening, We come with humble hearts, Lord God. I'm asking that you will allow your spirit to make intercession for us.
Yes.
And that you will forgive us of all of our sins, Father God. As we come this evening together to worship you, help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. We come, O Lord God, worship you because you are God all by yourself. You are the true and the living God, the almighty God, El Shaddai God. Hallelujah. We thank you this evening, Lord God, for the gathering once again. We thank you how you have kept us through the day, allowed us to get some things done that needed to be done. We thank you, Lord, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, O my Father. But Jesus, hallelujah, my Savior, my sacrifice, my kinsman redeemer, we give you praise for him. We give you glory this evening. We come to worship you, Lord God, in spirit and in hallelujah. We want to lift our hands to you this evening and give you the praise you are due. Oh, precious Lord, we thank you this evening. We thank you for the radio station whereby the word can go forth all over the land. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Our knees this evening, Lord, diligently continuing on. We give you the praise and the glory. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Calvin and Reverend Rodney. Hallelujah. We thank you for keeping them, Lord God, and blessing them to be able to
the best prayers, the best. You don't hear those kind of prayers too much anymore. You do not hear those kind of prayers anymore. I just thank you, Jesus, for her and for her prayers and for her heart and just for being so fervent. And just, that's all I can say right now. But now, most of you on the first Sunday have heard this preacher woman as a Reverend or Pastor Beatrice, they preach her, okay? This is Reverend Carolyn McCullough. She's got all these degrees I can talk about and so on and so forth, but she has the God degree, the good old degree of God, G-O-D, good old degree of God, and PhD, praising him daily, not just, you know, every other day, sometimes on Sunday, sometimes on this day, but every day, PhD, praising him daily. And I can come up with a lot of other things, you know, with antonyms, synonyms, everything else. But she is just a woman who loves. It says here, enjoys. No, she loves preaching and loves teaching God's word, to not to only God's people, but to people out and about and on the street, because she's just not a at home. Thank you, Lord, for bringing these people into me, for letting me speak. No, she preaches from her heart. Well, she probably uses, I don't know how many handkerchiefs she uses a day, but or tissues or what have you. But she has committed her life to kingdom building. Yes, I say kingdom. Yes. God's kingdom. and the service to the master, LMT. Let the master teach. Okay, that's you know, LMT is mostly a licensed massage therapist. So we're going to let the master teach. And her favorite biblical passage is Philippians 4:4-7. Can anybody tell me? Raise your hand. Okay, you can put your hand down now. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Don't say, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
She rejoices. She gives her whole everything. So let your gentleness be evident to all, not just to me, not just to Reverend Lil, not just to her husband, Rodney, but to all. Everybody, everybody say everybody, everybody. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, not just some situation. You know how we always like to choose and pick and pick and choose, but every situation, by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your request to God. You don't have anything because you haven't asked for anything. When you present it to God, he's going to give you everything. Everything. That's why I said everything. We have not because we ask not. I know I'm getting off, but anyway, I'm just getting happy because I just love hearing her speak. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Now, this is her favorite one. Will guard your hearts, your minds in Christ Jesus. After this next election from James Fortune and Fia, let your power fall, because that's what you're fitting to do, featuring Zachary Cortez. She's going to bring us the word. She's going to let it fall. She's going to not let it fall on deaf ears. She's going to give it to us raw. So after this next selection by James Fortune and Fire, Let Your Power Fall, we will hear from the woman of the hour, Reverend Carolyn McCullough.
Let your power fall when your name is called.
Yeah.
Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my all my friends.
You've won again.
That you have won again. Let your power fall. Lift your name is called. Prove the down and wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're still mighty. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, rule the doubters. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody dealing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it. That you have won again.
We won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
To preach and share God's word with God's people. Thank God, and I consider it a privilege, because I could have been doing anything, but he has called me to share his word, and I thank God that I willingly accepted the call.
Praise
God. And with the call, hallelujah, come so many things. But I know for sure the one thing that is there is blessings upon blessings. So I thank God, hallelujah, for the peace of God. I thank God for being in his circle today. I thank God for being in his presence. I thank God for him being my God. I thank God for him being my Savior. I thank God for allowing me to be filled with his Holy Ghost. I thank God for allowing me, hallelujah, this opportunity to be on Let's Do It Radio. I thank God,
Hallelujah for Ms. Inez. I thank God for Reverend Lil. I thank God for Reverend Eric. And I most especially thank God for Reverend Rodney. I thank God for the members of Spread the Word Ministries. I thank God, hallelujah, for the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church. I thank God that more deacons are getting ready to be ordained elder in the name of Jesus. I thank God, hallelujah, for how he's bringing people into the ministry. And I thank God for the opportunity for you, the listening audience, who have an opportunity to hear the word, to respond to the word, to be obedient to the word. I thank God, hallelujah, that your life can change this very day if you do what thus says the Lord. So I thank God again for the opportunity to preach this word today. And on January 18th, 1999, I preached from the same text for the very first time. And I know that God, hallelujah, has grown me up and is still growing me up. And I also know that the devil is doing everything the devil can do to turn me around or to tear me down. But I say, get thee behind me, Satan. You have no place, hallelujah, in my life. Get thee behind me, Satan. I will declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for this opportunity. I praise you. I bless you. I honor you. I magnify you, O God. And, Lord, I am asking that you be glorified in all that is said and all that is done. I thank you for the opportunity to preach your word today. I pray, oh God, that your word will do just what it was set out to do, and that is, hallelujah, to reprove, rebuke, hallelujah, encourage, exhort, do everything that it is set out to do, oh God. Let it all happen now for us today. I pray that as those who are in the listening audience hear from you today, that you will encourage them, you will strengthen them, you will save them, you will deliver them. And I know you will do it. It is ours and it is theirs just for the asking. So I pray now that you will begin to break up the fallow grounds of our heart, oh God, so that we will receive the word as the word is being preached. And that we will begin to grow up into mature Christians to be disciple-making machines, oh God. We thank you, Lord, because everything that we do is all about winning souls for you. And I thank you again for this opportunity. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Go with me in your Bible to 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. 2 Timothy the 4th chapter, and we're going to read verses 1 through 5. And this is a book written by Paul, and Paul is talking to Timothy, and Timothy is going to speak to us today. Hallelujah. So as Paul is speaking to Timothy, I pray that you allow Paul to speak to you as though he is speaking to Timothy. In the name of Jesus, and the word of the Lord says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they shall keep to themselves teachers in accordance with their own lusts. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned toward fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill thy ministry. And I want to use for a topic today, make full proof of your ministry. Again, make full proof of your ministry. Why? Because all of us have a ministry. All of us are called to do something for God. And if you don't know what your calling is, all of us, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, became a minister of reconciliation. So if you don't know what your call is, you are a minister of reconciliation. All of us are called to bring others to Christ. And God sent Jesus to reconcile the whole world, you, me, and the whole world back to him, because God's original plan was for us to be with him forever. Hallelujah. So as the word says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So, church, I charge you today before God and before the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge me and you, those of us who are living and those of us who have already died. Preach and teach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. In other words, preach when it is fashionable and when it is not fashionable. Preach and teach when they want to hear it, and preach and teach when they don't want to hear it. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, hallelujah, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. We are in the time where sound doctrine does not want to be heard. We are in a time where people want what will make them feel good and what will gratify their flesh. We are in a time where people do not want to be accountable to God or anybody else. But I tell you the truth, be accountable to God, who has already done more than enough for each of us and for the whole world. Do not help people gratify the desires of the flesh. Stand in truth even when it does not feel good. Stand in truth even when they don't want to hear it. Make sure you are doing it in a manner that represents Christ. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Don't worry. Don't worry when they turn away their ears from the truth and turn to lies. You still speak truth to the people of God. You still be accountable to God and to each other. Make sure you are true to the call for which you have been called. Make sure, because this is why the devil, the adversary, is lurking at your door. And verse number 5 says, be watchful thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, always watching, always listening. Again, always watching and always listening. You got to be looking for the devil. You got to be watching for the devil. You got to be listening to the devil, because the devil is looking for a warm body to enter, and it just might be yours. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. Like the world, the devil just wants to get the attention. He wants to make the news. The devil wants to be popular. Don't let the devil use you to advance the devil's kingdom. Make sure you separate yourself from the devil. And the word says do what? Endure your afflictions. The devil is coming after you, but endure your afflictions. Make sure your feet is planted on solid ground. Make sure you put on the mind of Christ. Make sure you speak to the devil. Make sure you use the authority that God has already given to you. Make sure you use the word to make Satan flee from you. Make sure you do not gratify the desires of the flesh. One might say, what are the desires of the flesh? Well, let me tell you, I'm glad you asked. Anything or anyone who allows you to compromise who you are in Christ Jesus will be considered gratifying the desires of the flesh. So put it down and away as it does not glorify God. Put it down and away as it does not advance the kingdom of God. Put it down and away if it does not please God. Put it down and away if it does not elevate Jesus. Hallelujah. And you can ask yourself the question, what would Jesus do? If Jesus will not do it, be watchful in all things. Put on the mind of Christ. Elevate everything evaluate everything and everybody, because the devil's scheme is lofty and high. He is the master deceptor. He is the master deceiver. He is looking to confuse you. He is looking to throw you off. He is looking to get you on his side. So he's going to bring you all kinds of things and make them look very, very good. And why would you be exempt? Did he not do it to Jesus? He came to Jesus just after Jesus had spent 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness with God. And he came to Jesus and tried to offer Jesus the whole kingdom. But it wasn't even his to offer. Hallelujah. So watch out for the devil. Because the devil is going to make things appear in a way that they are not. I don't care what you're doing. If we are living in a time where the heat has been turned up by the devil. So put on your watchful eyes and ears. Use a microscope if you have to. Get hearing aids if you have to. Always be alert. Always be sober. You don't need anything that is mind-altering at this stage in the game. You don't need drugs. You don't need alcohol. You don't need sex. You don't need women. You don't need things. You don't need money. You don't need all of these things that the world needs. You don't need any of these things. All you need is Jesus. And I'm asking you today, do not engage in anything that's going to allow you to alter your mind. Your mind needs to be alert. Your mind needs to be sober. You need to be on alert for Jesus. Hallelujah. And how do you do that? You do that by suiting up for Jesus. How do you suit up for Jesus? We are in a battle, and the fight will not be easy. The fight will not be easy because he keeps coming after us. And if he come after us, what he does is he discourages us. And as we become discouraged, we will begin to give in. Remember, the battle is in the mind. The devil works on our mind. So suit up for the battle. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You don't need to be half-dressed, church. Don't be half-dressed. Put on the whole armor of God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers, hallelujah, of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Your fight is against the devil. He is not going to go easy on you. So take up the armor of God. You will need it to withstand in the evil day. And today is the evil day. You will have to stand firm when you stand against the devil. You will have to stand alone most times. But after you have done all that you can do, just stand. And while you are standing, be sure that God is standing right there with you, as God did when he stood with David against Goliath, as God is standing with Ukraine against Russia. Can't you see God standing with Ukraine? Ukraine should have been taken out by now, but Ukraine acknowledged that God was on their side. Hallelujah. And they have God, and when you have God, that's enough. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Stand in truth with the word of God. Put on your breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Make sure you carry peace wherever you are. Bless people with peace, with the peace of God. Bless people with the peace of God. When people speak evil, you speak blessings and peace to them. Above all, taking the shield of faith. We got to walk in faith, church. We got to call those things that are not as though they are. Therefore, you shall be able to quench what? All of the fiery darts of the wicked. The wicked has fiery darts that are coming after you, just like these rockets are being shot by Russia at Ukraine. That's how the enemy is shooting fiery darts at us. So put your faith into action. Stand knowing no weapons formed against you will prosper. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Always speak the word and always give people the word. That is what people need. People need the word. Do not give people your opinion. Give them the word of God. And pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And church, I'm asking you, start if you're not doing it. Pray for the saints. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for your job. Pray for your finances. Pray, 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 and pray some more. Finally, do the work of an evangelist. You have already been ordained by God. You don't need me or a bishop to tell you to do the work of an evangelist. Jesus commissioned you when you accepted salvation. Jesus commissioned you as a minister of reconciliation. So start with your family. Make sure your family is saved. Make sure your friends are saved. Make sure your coworkers are saved. Make sure your community is saved. Talk to everyone you know about Jesus. Don't look at their circumstances or situations. Don't look at the color of a person's skin. Remove all of the biases and schisms and prejudices from your life and begin to talk and develop relationships with all of God's people. Everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. So when you do these things, you will make full proof of your ministry. When you do these things, you will make full proof of your ministry. Everybody needs Jesus. In the name of Jesus, start in your home. Start in your home. Make sure your family is saved. Hallelujah. Pray for your family. Amen. Ask God to save your family. And the Lord, when he sees and finds favor in you, he will extend salvation to your whole household. How do I know it? He did it for who? Who was the one that climbed up into the sycamore tree?
Zechariah.
The short one with that. Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus climbed up into the sycamore tree. And when he climbed into the sycamore tree, Jesus called him down. And as Jesus talked with him, Jesus said, today salvation will come to your household.
Yeah.
So if he extended it to Zacchaeus' family, he'll extend it to your family. Just stand and trust Jesus. So when you've done all that you need to do, stand depending on the word of God. And that will help you to make full proof of your ministry. And if you don't know what I'm talking about today, I got good news for you. You still have opportunity to know what I'm talking about. Because all we all got to do is come to Jesus. And when we come to Jesus and give our lives to Jesus, he will make everything all right. So Ms. Inez is going to play another song, and then I'm going to come back and give you the invitation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. Make full proof of your ministry today, church.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand,
friend. Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand, friend.
Amen.
Yes, give the Lord a hand, friend. Amen. To the point. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was, oh, that was nice. That was powerful. The song we heard before, Let Your Power Fall, she let her power fall. So we're going to now hear Draw Me from Myron Williams, and then she will be back for the invitation to Christian discipleship.
Draw me. Draw me, Lord, and I'll come running after you. Any God chasers out there? Draw me. Draw. Together, God, here in Atlanta.
Have you opened up your heart to say, draw me, Lord? Draw me, Lord, and I'll come running after you. They tell me there will be a day and a time where we will be running. And as I look at people on television, they are running different places trying to outmove these bullets and these shells that are falling over Ukraine. Hallelujah. But I know that there will come a day where all of us will be able to not be escaped the wrath of God. And so in order to not have to run and escape the wrath of God, we have to flee from our sins. Hallelujah. And all you have to do is accept Jesus, who has already died. And in this Lenten season, I thank God that we have been praying and reflecting over the awesome power of Jesus. God has done everything God needed to do for us. And now all we need to do is accept Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. And once we do that, we will be saved. For it is by grace that we are saved. Jesus made the way for us. His unmerited gift of grace makes it possible for us to be saved today. And all we have to do is admit with the Lord. The Lord already knows that you and I are a sinner. And all we have to do is admit to the Lord that we are a sinner. So I'm going to pray something called a sinner's prayer. And as I pray, I'm going to pause long enough for you to repeat after me. Hallelujah. And we're all going to come running after him. And as we run after him, he's going to grow us up into spiritual giants. Spiritual giants to be able to fight any battle that come up against us. In the name of Jesus. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner.
I confess that I am a sinner.
And I need a Savior.
And I need a Savior.
And
I need your forgiveness.
I need your forgiveness.
I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins.
I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins.
Today I turn from my sins.
Today I turn from my sins.
And I invite you into my heart as my personal Savior.
And I invite you into my heart as my personal Savior.
I'm willing to follow and obey.
I am willing to follow and obey.
You as Lord of my life.
You as Lord of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Ghost.
Fill me with your Holy Ghost.
Thank you for forgiving my sins.
Thank you for forgiving my sins.
And giving me eternal life. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer for the very first time, you have just received a new birthday. It is your spiritual birthday. You now have two birthdays. The one that you were physically born on and the one that you gave your life to Christ on, that is your spiritual birthday. So if you made that confession today, I want you to send us your information and we will send you a brochure that you will be able to read all about salvation. It's called So Great a Salvation. And we are so grateful to have this, and it will help you to understand what you did when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And it also helps you to understand what is known as the assurance of salvation. The assurance of salvation, because we need to be sure.
The Lord is coming
yeah.
back. I got a girlfriend who gave me a T-shirt, and on the T-shirt she gave me, it says, normal is not coming back, but Jesus is. Normal is not coming back, but Jesus is. Mm-hmm. And we want the kingdom, hallelujah, to be prepared when Jesus comes back for the bride. The church is his bride, and we want to receive the bridegroom in a wonderful way. So let us get ready to receive our bridegroom, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, I thank you
Amen.
For everything that has happened today. I thank you for your word. I thank you for this invitation. I thank you for those who accepted Jesus for the first time in their lives, those we may never even know about. But you know, oh God, I thank you for it being out there on the airways. I thank you, oh God, that people can go to Let's Do It Radio and listen to sermons after sermons and be saved all over again. And all for the first time, I thank you, oh God, for your power. And I thank you that your power is going to continue to fall. And I thank you, hallelujah. And we learned in Sunday school this morning, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna means what, Rodney?
To save. Oh, save. Oh,
save. Save us now. Save us now.
Save.
Yeah, right. Save us now. Praise God. Thank God for Sunday school. Thank God for studying his word. And now I will hush and we will enter into a time of remembrance for what Jesus has done for us. In the name of Jesus. Come on, Reverend Rodney.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. And thank you for your mercy. Thank you for blessing us with the word through Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Thank you, oh God,
Amen.
For that precise, that powerful, and that timely word. You know, I have a cell phone, Andrea, that I'm using right now. And I don't think that I'm making the full I don't do with it all that it could do. I'm not getting the full use out of this cell phone. And her her message preached about making full proof of the ministry that God has placed in us. You know, I use the phone to do what I know to do and kind of, I guess, do what I want to do. But there's so much more it can do. And that's how we are. We, you know, her message spoke to me in a way that it lets me know that I need to make full proof of the ministry that God has placed in me. So I don't need to be shortchanging God. I need to be doing what the gift that he's placed in me and the ministry that he's placed in me. I need to be getting the fullness out of it, that God might get the glory. And so that's how the message spoke to me, and I pray it spoke to you all in a similar way. You know, because there are a lot of things that we have that we're not using to the maximum potential. And the main thing we're not using to our maximum potential is the gift and the graces that God has given us. Amen. Lord, we thank you now for this blessed opportunity to share in this Holy Communion. Thank you, oh God, because you made it possible. And if it was not for you making the choice to send Jesus Christ, oh, hallelujah. If it was not for you making the choice to send Jesus Christ into a lost and a dying world, we wouldn't have this opportunity today. Again, we love you and we thank you. If any person sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, y'all, but for the sins of the whole world. And if you don't have some elements, some juice or water, cracker, bread, whatever, please get some now so that you can be ready as we share together. And I thank God for that prayer that Reverend Carolyn had us pray together, because that prayer was so close to the general confession that we are about to pray. And if we all were, most times we pray this together, if the words were in front of us. But there was a prayer of general confession that we asked forgiveness of our sins. And so I'm so happy that she had all of us to repeat after her, because what that really did, that was just like general confession. And we asked forgiveness of our sins, and we asked God to come into our lives. So I thank you for sharing that prayer. Wherefore, you that truly and earnestly repent of your sin, and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy way, draw near with faith and take the holy sacrament to your comfort. and devoutly kneeling, make your most humble confession to Almighty God.
Yes.
Almighty God, Father our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, by word, and by deed. Against your divine majesty, provoking most justly your wrath and indignation against us, oh, we do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous to us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please you in the newness of life, to the honor and the glory.
In the name
of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. That was the prayer. And we are all asking the Lord to forgive us of our sins and how sorry we are. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of your great mercy have promised forgiveness of sins to all them that were heartily repentant and true faith turn to you, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all of our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Again, amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open and all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hid, please cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Again, amen.
Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your holy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may live and grow thereby, and that being washed through his most precious blood, we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. And now the prayer of consecration. Almighty God, O our Heavenly Father, who of your tender mercy did give your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, you made there by his oblation of himself, he once offered a full, perfect, and a sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death, y'all, until his coming again. Hear us. Oh, hear us, merciful Father. We humbly beseech you and grant that we now receiving these your creatures of bread and wine, according to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, that we may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night he was betrayed, not the next night, but who in the same night he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Please do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink you all of this. But this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remissions of sin. Do this. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Amen and hallelujah. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we do laud and we magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, holy, 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 O Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory be to you, O Lord, who is the Most High. Amen. Please take now your bread, which represents the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The The body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was given for you, it was given for me, it was given for all of us to preserve our souls and our bodies to everlasting life. Please take and eat. Please take and eat. Please take and eat. Please take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you. Please take and eat in remembrance that Christ died for you. And please let us feed on him in our hearts by faith and with thanksgiving. Amen. And likewise, after supper, y'all, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, please drink all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remissions of sins. The blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, was shed for me, it was shed for all of us to preserve our souls and our bodies everlasting life. Please take now and drink this. Drink all of it. Drink it in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you. Hallelujah. And be so ever thankful. As we drink.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
As we were discussing on this past Wednesday, all of the prayers that are offered may not please God. But we know that this prayer pleases God, the prayer that we are about to share in, because it was the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples when he taught them how to pray. But what makes prayers please God is the spirit and the attitude and the motive that we pray with. So I pray now that we all pray and be on one accord with a sincere spirit, with a humble spirit, with a spirit that is pleasing in God's eyesight. And the prayer is, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Amen. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but please deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and forever. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And now the benediction for this communion service. May the peace of God, which always passes all understanding, may keep all of our hearts and our minds in the knowledge and in the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost may be among you and always remain with you. Amen. Lord, again we thank you. Thank you, O God, for the privilege of sharing in this Holy Communion service. Thank you, O God, for making it possible. We come honoring you and asking forgiveness of our sins. And now we do ask that all of the benefits of this Holy Communion, this Eucharist, this Last Supper, all of the benefits will be bestowed upon us. We pray, God, that we are worthy to receive the healing. We pray, God, that we are worthy to receive the deliverance. We pray, God, that we are worthy to receive all that is in this Holy Communion. And you said that there is power. And so we ask now, God, that it be transferred to us, that we would receive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have a song. What a Fellowship by Helena Kim.
Leaning on Jesus. Leaning on Jesus. Safe and secure from all our love. Leaning on Jesus. Leaning on Jesus. Leaning on the everlasting power. Leaning on Jesus. Leaning on Jesus. Safe and secure from all our love.
I'm leaning
If anybody has any announcements before we end today's service, Reverend McCullough, I'm sorry, Reverend Carolyn McCullough.
Yes, I want to remind us that we will be having a virtual Monday, Thursday worship service, and we're inviting all of Let's Do It Radio listening audience to attend, and I have sent the flyers, so I'm sure we can put it on the website for Let's Do It Radio, right?
I could do it on the when I do the different programs. Yeah.
Okay.
And I can also do it through this on Facebook as well.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's all I want to do. That will be Thursday, April 14th at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
April 14th, yes. Ooh, I'm mixing up these days. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a Zoom. So, and I'm looking at the flyer now. It's going to be a Zoom. So we'll have all the ID and passcodes and so on and so forth for that day out there on Facebook and as well as on Let's Do It Radio, and I'll be sending out the information same way as I usually do, so, and sharing that information. Mm-hmm.
So it will be an opportunity for revival in preparation for Easter. Hallelujah, Resurrection Sunday. Come on, let's all join in together and see what thus says the Lord.
And before we go, Reverend Carolyn, what is Monday, Thursday? What is Monday? Because I know we have Good Friday, so that's just the Thursday before Good Friday, correct?
It is the Thursday before Good Friday, and it is the actual time that Jesus spent in the Passover fellowship meal, and then he washed the disciples' feet. So it's in preparation for leading into him going to the cross. So it's a lot to be celebrated, just as we did communion today. So let us continue to rejoice in what Jesus has done for us. This is what we are doing. Remember, the week before Easter is considered Holy Week. So every day of the week in that week before Easter has significance leading up to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And so Monday, Thursday is just one of those events. So we will be hearing all about it from those who are speaking to us on that evening.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Reverend Rodney, any praise reports, any announcements?
Well, I'm thanking God for the return of a bill folder that I had misplaced. That is indeed a praise report. It appeared to be all intact, and I left it at a place that I had forgotten that I had meant to, and the person diligently tracked me down. Even you Sister Inez to help track me down. And appears that everything has been bothered, nothing has been stolen. So God allowed the right person to put their hands on it. That is indeed a praise report.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Reverend Lil, anything for you, praise reports or announcements?
What did you say?
Any praise reports or announcements?
Well, I just praise the Lord for another day and another year. I turned another year older on Tuesday, and I give God the praise. But let
Amen.
Me see 75 beautiful years, and I say hallelujah
Amen.
To the Lord.
Okay, we're going to sing happy birthday, y'all, before we get out. Can we sing happy birthday to Reverend Lil right now?
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. All right. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday. That's not by myself. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Reverend Lil. Happy birthday
to
you. And many more.
Man, praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
God. He's got you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I actually have an announcement I'd like to share with you all as well, because we celebrate everything,
okay.
and we need to continue celebrating this. On this week, my daughter-in-law received this message, and it says, "Good morning, Mrs. McCullough. We wanted to share this with you. Tati was awarded her favorite Starbucks drink from Mrs. Han and myself. She is the only student that received mastery on reading district test. She received 100 on her math district test. We are super
Amen.
Blessed to work
Amen.
With this beautiful, talented girl of yours."
Yeah.
And, then she said, "You guys are doing an amazing job with her." And they
put
a picture of Tati and sent it to them. And I posted it on my Facebook page. And people are congratulating her. And I will have her to read all of her congratulatory messages, because that is an honor.
Yes.
She said the only student in the district to reach mastery.
Amen.
That's a blessing.
Yes.
Amen. Let's give her a hand clap. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Congratulations, Tati.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Nice, nice, nice. Nice.
Amen.
Reverend Eric, do you have anything today? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
God
Reverend
is
Eric,
blessing.
Do you have any praise reports?
God is blessing. He is good. He makes a way when you think
Amen.
He ain't. I just give him praise because I know it is a blessing to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we have another caller, the last 4-4-5-3-3. If you'd like to say anything or just greet us today, you're more than welcome to do so.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Eleanor from South Carolina. I would just like to say that Rodney and Carolyn and I were classmates, and I enjoyed that message coming from you this afternoon. Carolyn, Minister McCullough, Reverend McCullough, whatever your title is, I enjoy that message coming from you. And just glad to be here with you guys this afternoon.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you again.
Yes.
Don't let this be your last time.
Yes.
So. You are not a stranger. This is your first time, but don't make it your last time. So
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, my announcements today, okay. My announcement today is today would have been my mother's 91st birthday. She's gone on to heaven now, so she would have been 91 today. And my brother's 44th wedding anniversary, they ran off and eloped when they were younger. So on my mother's birthday, which is the funniest thing.
All right.
And then this Tuesday, we are at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm having Miss Inez Says, Let's Talk About It. And the subject for that evening is when suicide does not work. And we're going to have three guests that evening. And I'm also going to try to get a suicide intervention coach as well, or a speaker as well. And along with Laquita Parks, who's the publisher, and that's Sergeant Parks' daughter. She's the one who has written their books and has published their books. So she's going to be interviewing along with me. So we have three people that will be on the show that day. And then we have Thursday, we have Sergeant Parks, Saving the World Part 2. And so if anybody wants to join us, you can join us those evenings at 845-241-9985. And I just appreciate each and every one of you for joining us this evening, taking time out of your busy schedule. And thank you for the Let's Do It Radio listeners out there as well for joining Reverend Carolyn McCullough and Spread the Word Ministries. And you can listen to any episode that I found out I researched of Let's Do It Radio ever since day one. And so they have 600, almost 700 episodes out there that you can listen to. So you can go back to however many years ago I did research that. And all you have to do is just go to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. And on the right-hand side, you'll see a radio icon, a Let's Do It Radio icon. Click on it, and you can just search and look and peruse and listen and comment and do whatever you'd like to do on any of those episodes that go back. You can hear Christmas. You can hear Reverend Carolyn again and again and again. You can hear, I think, some children's shows have been out there, Christmas shows, some Kwanzaa shows, past ministers speaking. So it's out there. So anything that we've done, some wealth health, some relationship shows. So we've had some pretty good shows come through Let's Do It Radio, and I just appreciate each and every one of you staying with me as I try to continue my friend's legacy, Sharon Salisbury Frazier's legacy. So thank you to each and every one of you. And the music you heard this evening is all original music from original artists, and we do not have the rights to any of that music. But we just thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening. And if all minds are clear, we'll give Reverend Carolyn the second to the last word. I usually do a prayer, the Do It All in the Mall prayer before we end up. So if anybody has anything they'd like to say, please say it before I give our prayer. And if not, we will close out. Are all minds clear?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. And the word for the day was, make full proof of your ministry, taken from 2 Timothy 4:1-5. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Amen. Have a good evening. Have a blessed week. And remember your announcement. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Receive now this benediction. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was going to say welcome, Miss Eleanor again, but go ahead.
I know, Eleanor, let's talk in just a little while. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Receive now this benediction, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Ms.
Amen.
Inez. You all have a blessed week.
You are so welcome.
Amen.
Amen. You all
bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.